Hello everyone, I really hope that this worked because I have been getting a lot of flack for not using this person's introduction that they worked so hard on, and I hope it worked so I can stop hearing him yelling at me, because it's not nice when people yell at you. Also, yeah, it's not nice, so, okay, he's not really yelling at me, guys, let's calm down. But also, I don't want to hear it every time I release a new episode. Did you use my intro? No. So I hope it worked. If it did not, I will have to figure it out. If it did, yay! I figured something out today. Yay. If nothing else, this is what I have learned. All right. So today, we're gonna talk about the do's and don'ts of FetLife. In my opinion. Because some people probably like this behavior. I don't like this behavior. But, so this is why it's my opinion, because it's just the way it is. So, before we get started, let's drink coffee, because I totally need to finish this large cup of coffee. So, let's do that. I have no filter. I don't know how to pause things. Okay. If you don't want to hear, don't listen. So, that was not all of the coffee, by the way. There's still like a little bit left. But it's fine. It will be drinking. I'm just making up all kinds of words. Cool. It will be consumed at some point. Okay. Now that I'm done being silly. For now. Here are my list of do's and don'ts for FetLife. Insert dramatic music here. Do not use FetLife for your need to have sexual relationships with people. Because that's not what it's for. Okay, perfectly honest. If you find somebody that makes you want to have sexy fun times with them, be my guest, but do not go crawling into somebody's inbox because they have a cute face shot and you think it's adorable and whatever, and you want to fuck them and say so in their inbox message and be like, oh, you're adorable, I want to like totally bone you, or whatever the kids are saying nowadays. I don't even know, but don't go saying it. Whatever it is, don't do it. Because it's stupid, and not everybody is on there for that reason. So don't go assuming things. If you don't know, don't assume. Because you end up making asses out of you and me. So don't do that. Do use it to find your local community, or as local as you possibly can get. Unless you're one of those people who lives in the state in which I reside, you probably will not find a whole lot. And if you do, it will be, I think the closest thing that I personally have seen, it was like 45 minutes away. It was not something that I was interested in attending in the slightest, because it was weird, and it was something about panties and oral sex, and I don't even know, but I was like, this is not my jam, okay? My jam is, I don't even know what my jam is, but my jam is not this. I mean, if we're gonna sit here and say what my jam is, probably 99.999989% chance that it is probably rope. Wouldn't know until I tried it, but based on the things that I have tried tying myself up with, not that I'm a good tier, so it probably matters, but I like the feeling of being tied up with things. It's fun. So, I've gotten creative sometimes. Or at least I like to think I've gotten creative. Who knows? People might be like, yeah, that's so not original, but it's original for me. Let's see. What else? Do not use it as a dating site. I know that goes back to number one, but don't do that, okay? This is not the place to hit up girls or guys or whatever your jam is. Don't do that. I mean, if you spark a connection with somebody, and I get, because I know somebody out there, I'm pointing at the person in my head, who's going to say something like, it's human nature to flirt and hook up with people and da da da. Yes, 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 okay, I get it. I do. But there's a certain way you gotta go about it. You don't just hop into somebody's inbox and be all weird. Some people are into that. I am personally not. This is why it's my personal list of do's and don'ts. If you don't know the person, probably maybe not send them a friend request. I mean, messaging them is one thing and being like, hey, I saw that you posted in XYZ group. Or I saw that you were going to XYZ event or whatever, and I'm interested, so, like, can we talk? Sure. Messaging somebody, hey. Yeah. That's not going to get a response from me. Because hey's not original. Put something in there that's going to, like, pique my interest. Like, I don't know, like, like, hey, I live in the same town as you. Okay. Well, that just kind of sends the weirdness up to 11. Because, I mean, honestly, like, I'm kind of wondering, sort of, who all lives in the town in which I live in that has seen me running around. Not literally running around. But who has seen me, like, places and has wanted to say something but never did. Like, I'm kind of curious because this is how my brain works, people. I get curious about weird things that are not really that important, but I find them important. So, yeah. Just because somebody might be single doesn't mean that they're looking for, and this is, like, on any, like, social platform, because I've noticed it a lot everywhere. Just because somebody puts that they're single does not mean that they are looking for their next partner. FetLife is, I mean, I have that I'm single on my FetLife. I've kind of had it that way for a while, even before I was single, just because, like, I don't really like to change my relationship status is too much, because it seems like when I do that, then the relationship kind of goes, okay, I can't whistle clearly, but it goes downhill fast. What the, okay, well, that was weird. It goes downhill really fast, and, like, so I generally try not to do that. So it's been single for a while, and I have gotten my share of many messages, even now, going, you're cute. Thanks, but also, can we not do that? Can we not? I know I'm cute. Can you say something a little more creative that I can, like, talk about? Because, I mean, this coming from the most shyest person on the internet who does not know how to start a conversation with people. Yeah, can we just not maybe say that I'm cute and say something a little more interesting? Also, let's see. What else? What else is on my personal list? This should go without saying, but if you're one of those uneducated dominance, I really am gonna say it again. I don't like the fake, true, real, false nonsense that people spew out all over the interwebs. Because what is real to you is not real to the next person. What is true for you is not true for the next person, and so on. So, can we, not say fake and real and true anymore? Because I don't like it. I don't like it. It's so subjective, and it just makes my head hurt. Some people, weirdly enough, probably like the messages that say that you will serve me and you will call me master slash mistress. Ooh, God. Okay. I am not that person. I am not that person. No. I thought at one point, speaking of that, I kind of thought at one point that you could have more than one role on FetLife. I could have swore that was a thing, but apparently it is not, because, I changed my role on Fet, and, the little role kind of went bye-bye, and was replaced with that one, which is okay, but I was kind of sad. Although, I guess they don't really like the title stacking thing either, which is fine by me, because it just gives me headaches. Please do, if you know what you're seeking on Fet, be a little bit concise in your bio. Don't, write a book, because ain't nobody gonna read that. But be concise in your bio. I have seen people whose bios are like, hey, what's up? It's like, okay. And I have seen people who have written very eloquent bios. So, yeah, follow their examples. Let's see. If you don't know what you're seeking or what your role is in the BDSM lifestyle, if you scroll and scroll and scroll forever, you will find Undecided, Exploring, and I think Kinkster maybe might be a thing. You can choose one of those. Because personally, if your role's not filled out and you send me a friend request, which somebody did at some point, because I just checked my email and there was one sitting there, and I don't know how they found me, but whatever. And their role was not filled out, so I did not accept it, because, first of all, I've never heard of this person. Second of all, I want to know how you identify, and I'm not accepting every Joe Schmo who friends me on Vet. It's not gonna happen. So, to summarize, don't be a thirsty pig. Do use it for your community. Don't use it as a dating site. Do use it as a place to connect with kinky friends and people that you're interested in, but don't do it in a creepy way. Uneducated dominance, please do not use it as a playground, because it is not. Think of it more like a kinky Facebook where you can post your naughty pics without getting yelled at by Facebook. You can post nipple pics and nipple piercings, if that's what you want to do. If you have nipple piercings, you can do all the things. Just make sure you read what is and is not allowed on Fet, because I don't read that stuff, because I don't post hardly anything. So I am not that person who's gonna post naked pictures of herself. It's just no, I'm good, but thanks. I hope somebody found this list a little bit helpful. If you did not, I am very sorry. If you have anything to add, You can follow me on Twitter at LunaTheKitten92, which there you will find the link to my Discord server, Coffee and Kink, because, well, I can't come up with anything creative, and also, who doesn't like coffee and kink? Like, it's a thing. You can also follow... You can also follow my Instagram, which is mostly just memes of things that I find funny or amusing or accurate. With how I'm feeling at that specific time. Which is LunaTheKitten92. Or, if you are an iPhone user, hello iPhone users, you can follow my Clubhouse at LunaTheKitten, I think. So, if you didn't like this, I'm so sorry. Like I said, I'm very sorry. But I hope that somebody got something out of this episode. And until next time. Oh, shut up. Nobody cares. Until next time, I will see you guys on the flip side of life. And until then, please be as safe as you possibly can. Be a positive member of your community. Don't hurt each other and stay safe and take care of yourselves and each other and stay kinky. Bye!